Living for the last 5 months in Bali was quite an experience. I think going for 3 weeks and ending up being there for 5 months, many people's first reaction is, why didn't you get out? The reason is that Indonesia or Asia went on lockdown before South Africa, so to get a flight out was nearly impossible. I was within a week alone in a resort. My first reaction was to be panicked. I was panicked. I didn't know what to do. I can't afford to pay for more accommodation. I don't know. I don't want to ask my family for money. They are not working due to COVID. I reached out to government in South Africa, who countless times responded to me that there is no assistance for me. Speak to your closest embassy and ask your family for money. I can honestly say I was very lucky to end up at a resort with an owner with a big heart. He accepted that I could pay him what I could pay him every month to stay there. He would check on me regularly. If he noticed I didn't eat enough for the day, he would make me food and bring it to me. Every day, I would think about all the things happening at home. Sometimes very stressful for me. I decided to invest my time in trying to do the administration work from my preschool. If I had time left, I would, as I say, talk to the owner of the villa if he was there, or I would talk to the staff. Many of the staff that were doing securities, English isn't so great. I invested my time to try and teach them some English, which was quite fun. They in return taught me how to clean the room properly and how to make up a bed as if I was in hotel training. It's basically it. The thought of going home. That is actually what kept me going. And then I just had to fill my time during the day, make myself busy so that I couldn't realize all the stress that was happening at the moment. Living close to the monkey forest, I had monkeys every day there by my resort. I had some episodes of them actually stealing my clothes or underwear, because I would wash my clothes and hang it outside, and then there would be a monkey come, he steals something. I think because I felt so lonely most of the days, I had two street cats that were walking around in the resort each day, and whatever I ate, I gave them to eat. I called them Martin and April. They brought me a lot of comfort. I enjoyed their company very much. At first, they were very scared of me. I wasn't allowed to touch them. I still don't know where they came from or where they live, but they were extremely wild. You could see, even with the first approach of them, they would run quickly and grab a food and run away again. But after a few weeks, they actually allowed me to touch them. After about 2 or 3 months, they would actually lie inside my room. I think that was very sad for me to actually leave them behind. I would have loved to actually bring them home. Yes, I'm going home on Friday. Super, super excited. I had my COVID test last week, Wednesday, and I will be flying home on Friday afternoon to Cape Town. I had a swab test with government here. The results took about 3 days to come out. I basically had two COVID tests in Indonesia, which I also did before I flew, because I had three failed repatriation flights, unfortunately. So yes, super excited to go home on Friday. Can't wait. It still really hasn't sunk in.